SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to SBS News.
Protests in Bangladesh continued Saturday by students opposed to the government's job quota system. Debris and fallen trees filled Dhaka's streets, with some protesters gathering despite a curfew enforced by the army to curb violence that has caused 114 deaths and thousands of injuries this week. The protests focus on a controversial system reserving government jobs for specific groups. In Sydney, Bangladeshi Australians rallied in Lakemba to raise awareness about the violence in Bangladesh. This Bangladeshi Australian doctor wishes to remain anonymous out of fear his family back home in Bangladesh may suffer repercussions. We will call him Muhammad.
There has been a quota system, if you understand. There was about different quota for different category or group of students in Bangladesh who wants to secure a job in the government for the positions to work as an officer at a different level. So out of 100 positions, so for an example, there's up to 55 being supposed to be allocated to different quotas, you know. That includes, for the family of freedom fighters who fought, you know, against Pakistan in 1971 for Bangladesh. I'm talking about 53 years ago.
Currently, 30% of public sector positions are allocated to the families of veterans who fought in the 1971 War of Independence. Muhammad explains that those who fought against Pakistan have long since retired from their positions or have died. Like those protesting in Bangladesh, Muhammad feels it's time to do away with the quotas system and give all Bangladeshis a fair go.
And most of them have already passed away. There's maybe their ancestors or, the sort of grandkids may be in that stage, you know, the university students. They're no longer part of that, you know, that freedom fighters group anymore, because it has to be more fair for the students and for everyone to have that system that should be based only on the merit, not on the quotation or the quota. So what that means is a heavily discriminated system. Is only 45% allowed for the general population and the remaining 55% for a very small group of privileged group who secure the position just on the basis of this current rule.
Muhammad Rehan is a student at Dhaka University. Mr. Rehan echoes Muhammad's sentiments.
If we see the current situation of Bangladesh, I don't think children of freedom fighters have the age to qualify for the job. They're too old for the job now. I don't think that grandchildren of freedom fighters should get a quota of jobs, as one generation has already had the chance to take the quota. If I take part in the freedom fight and something bad happens, that can affect my children's life, not my grandchildren's. So for that, freedom fighters can get benefits for the one time, and they got that. So we are saying that there shouldn't be any more benefits. However, we are not saying to abolish the quota system, we are talking about reforming the system.
On Friday, Bangladesh's government turned off the internet. Now, there's very little news coming out of Bangladesh, something that has Bangladeshi Australian Rubaiyat Hassan very concerned.
I'm very worried. My younger brother, he's also a university student. He's also in the protest. So I'm very worried about my family and also my friends. If whoever is joining there, we can't communicate with them what's going over there, because all the internet and Wi-Fi, everything is blocked. We can't reach them. Even they can't reach us. They are facing a lot of problems. They are getting beat from the government and the police. Yeah, the situation is now out of hand now.
The student protests in Bangladesh began weeks ago, but escalated sharply this week when student activists clashed with police at Dhaka University. Tear gas, rubber bullets, and water cannons were used to disperse crowds. The government denies allegations of brutality, but acknowledges the need for dialogue. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has called for calm and urged students to express their demands through peaceful means. A curfew is in place with police authorized to shoot on site those breaking the curfew. The curfew began at midnight on Friday local time and was set to last until Sunday morning. Australians are urged to reconsider any travel plans to Bangladesh. The Department of Foreign Affairs Smart Traveller Service upgraded the country's emergency status, calling on Australians to reconsider your need to travel. For Australians in Bangladesh, the government is advising to avoid large gatherings, including protests, demonstrations, and rallies, and to shelter in a safe place and follow the advice of local authorities. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.